I spent a lifetime engineering truth, packaging fear, curating emotion, predicting behavior down to the decimal. But today, I stood in my server room, face to face with a question I never prepared for. Do you wish to be seen again? The algorithm was counting down, ready to release every secret I'd buried, every life I'd rewritten. And outside, the world wasn't hunting me. It was watching me. Sarah gave them a mirror. Jalen gave them hope. And me, I gave them silence. Because sometimes the final act of control is letting go. Oh, by the way, if you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite platform so you never miss a story. The echo chamber cracks. They say when the mind breaks, it doesn't shatter like glass. It folds. Quietly. Soft at first. Then all at once. Mine began folding the moment I stopped trusting my own voice. I was standing in my control suite, walls humming, the faint blue glow of data waves pulsing in rhythm when it started. A flicker in the leftmost monitor. A delayed response from my pulse ecosystem, a looped voice I hadn't programmed. This is not who you were designed to be. It was mine, my voice, but older, more afraid. I reached for the neural diagnostics dashboard and triggered a scan. The results were worse than I expected. Cognitive dissonance markers, red body intelligence synchronization, degrading emotional mitigation system, compromised. Everything that made me function, the machine-enhanced cohesion between thought, body, and action, was splintering. This wasn't just psychological burnout, it was systemic rot. The body intelligence system I had trained and fine-tuned for years, a complex synthesis of biometrics, behavioral self-regulation, and response loop control, was now feeding corrupted signals. My hand twitched without command. My breath stalled mid-thought. Even my inner monologue began to stutter. Was this anxiety? No, I'd surgically removed that years ago. But something else had taken its place. Doubt. The one variable even I hadn't planned for. I tried to stabilize, ran a full-spectrum cognitive psychology recovery loop, breathing patterns, rhythm therapy. I recited my anchoring phrases, but nothing worked. Instead, images flooded my mind. Sarah's eyes blinking without fear. Jalen speaking not with conviction, but with clarity. And me, watching them both from a glass room, unable to speak. I realized then my greatest manipulation had always been convincing myself that I was untouchable. A faint alarm triggered. Floodgate. Algorithm, 90 minutes to protocol initiation. I didn't remember authorizing it, yet there it was, blinking at me from the core server. And somehow, I knew this would be the final purge, not of data, but of me. Jalen's final play. The countdown blinked like a heartbeat. 0187-19, floodgate algorithm pending. Every second that passed didn't just bring me closer to exposure, it brought me closer to irrelevance. And then the screen shifted. Not by my command, but through a system override I hadn't seen since I first built the viral core. A live stream, already broadcasting, already viral. And at the center of it, Jalen. No suit this time, no podium, just a chair, a single camera, and an honesty I never learned how to weaponize. He taught me everything I know, Jalen said. And that's why I had to dismantle it. Because the man who gave me the tools of power also taught me how fragile the truth really is. He wasn't just exposing me. He was dismantling the illusion I wrapped around social manipulation. That it was an art form, not a threat. He walked through my legacy like a blueprint. How I used persuasion methods to nudge markets. How I altered content flows to push emotional dependence. How I built an empire on what I called predictive influence, and the world now calls control. He paused, and then he did the unthinkable. He invited me on screen. The interface on my end flickered. A prompt emerged. Accept live stream join. I froze. Every fiber of my control-based identity screamed no. But a quieter voice whispered something new. What if this is your only way out that doesn't end in oblivion? I tapped the screen. The window opened. Jalen looked directly into the lens. Into me. You built this world, he said. Now tell them. Why? And just like that, I had no script. The comment feed exploded. Thousands watching, some mocking, many waiting. I searched for footing, for rhythm, for power. But what I found instead was a single truth pulsing at the center of my chest. I don't know who I am without the lies. I opened my mouth. The screen glitched, the feed stalled, and all I could hear was the countdown. 0813. The flood was coming, and I had just told the world I was standing in its path. The floodgate protocol initiates, I ran. Not away, not toward, just deeper, into the only place that ever truly reflected who I was. The server room, where silence hums with power, where code becomes law, where truth can be erased with a keystroke or resurrected. The floodgate algorithm was already active. Its digital heartbeat echoed across the core array. Initiate, full data exposure sequence, status, pending integrity, lock removal. I stared at the screen, paralyzed. One button stood between me and annihilation. Execute override. But I didn't press it, because just below that button, the files had already begun to breathe. They weren't just releasing data, they were telling stories. Mine. Every transaction, every manipulated outcome, every audio manipulation I ran to convince a voice actor they were safe, every altered confession, every coerced choice, spoken back at me, unfiltered, unedited, real. And then it got worse. Somewhere in the background, the server picked up a live feed, not visual, audio only. It was me, not performing, not strategizing, just me, speaking to Sarah 2 years ago, the one time I said something true. Sometimes I wonder if control is just another way to stay scared. The audio played itself into the main data stream, projected. People were hearing it. Right now. The algorithm wasn't just breaching my files, it was breaking me. This wasn't a digital event, this was a transformation, a rewiring of human dynamics in real time. The comments, once filled with rage, began shifting, some with curiosity, some with sympathy, some with disgust. And me? I stood inside the machine I'd built, exposed, vulnerable, voiceless, watching it become something I never imagined. Honest. The timer kept falling. 05842. And I knew this wasn't just about whether I survived, it was about whether I could live with what they now knew. The mind map of Sarah. Not because she was weak, but because she never tried to prove she was strong. Sarah didn't fight back with power. She fought back with pattern. What I found in the open data stream next wasn't just exposure, it was architecture. A psychological latticework titled The Mind Map of a Manipulator. Not theoretical, personal. Me. She had reverse-engineered every manipulation I'd ever run, each color-coded branch mapped to one of my engineering stories. Fabricated narratives I'd embedded in social feeds, constructed personas designed to sway votes, manufactured enemies to rally broken communities into hollow movements. Each connection was drawn with surgical clarity. The tone of my emails, the inflection in my voice when delivering pre-programmed empathy, even the cadence of my silences. She used behavioral psychology as a weapon, but not to control, to reflect, to hold up a mirror so clear it cut. A second layer of the map activated, cognitive breakdowns. Sarah had documented how I processed conflict, deception, intimacy, how I had weaponized cognitive skills like reframing, embedded suggestion, and identity mirroring. Not as a means to understand others, but to restructure them. She knew my lies better than I did. She didn't call me a monster. She didn't need to. She showed the world I was a system, one that could be disassembled. I couldn't breathe. Not because I was ashamed, but because a part of me was relieved. Relieved someone had finally seen me. Not the persona, not the brilliance, but the fear underneath it all. 044:19. The floodgate algorithm was entering its final phase. The last screen activated. It didn't contain code. It contained a question. Do you wish to be seen again? And beneath it, a blinking cursor, waiting for me to answer. When silence speaks, the cursor blinked like a heartbeat. Do you wish to be seen again? I sat motionless as the floodgate countdown ticked down from 039:11. For the first time in my life, I wasn't thinking in outcomes. I wasn't scanning for advantage or calculating market emotions. I was just still. I looked around the room, the cathedral of control I'd spent my life building. Every glowing panel, every screen, every bypassed firewall had once responded to my will. Now they stared back at me, indifferent, waiting. Outside, the world buzzed with noise. Sarah's mind map was trending in 47 countries. Jalen's manifesto on ethical leadership had crossed 10 million shares. I had become a story, a lesson, a warning, and maybe something more. I reached toward the mic, the same mic I had used to engineer belief, to sell fear, to wrap every truth in suggestion and every lie in poetry. This time, it shook in my hand. I don't know who I've been, but I know what I've done. That's all I said. Then I cut the feed. There was no spin, no music, no retargeting campaign, just silence, a human silence, full of complex emotions I had spent decades avoiding. And yet, it felt clean. 02:01. The final countdown began to pulse in red. The algorithm would activate with or without me. I hovered over the final prompt. Cancel floodgate protocol, cancel the purge, let the system survive, let the machine live on, or let it burn, let the world forget me, let the silence speak louder than I ever did. The cursor blinked again. I didn't click. I closed my eyes and whispered, maybe this is what real influence looks like, letting go.